call now because you're frustrating me. So the problem is, it's very simple. I'm not asking you to add the personal plan to the business plan. I have two plans. One is a creative cloud, all services, that includes 10 assets a month, and the other one is some other thing that I don't even remember what it is. And I also have a plan that is Adobe like Express. And so if I can move those plans under the business plan, I understand the business plan is more expensive, but right now I'm paying for three plans. I'm paying for two plans under hold on a second. Two plans under and thank you so much, by the way, for changing all the accounts to business accounts. I appreciate that. The two plans that I have are Adobe Stock 10 assets a month and Creative Cloud all apps with 100 gigabytes. And so one of them is $54.99 a month. The other one is $29.99 a month. And my understanding is if I move that Creative Cloud all apps with 100 gigabytes and the Adobe Stock under the, because that says personal account. I'm looking at it right now. I can send you a screenshot if you like. And it says that a personal account is also located under right now shepherdd@objective.info. And so if you move those licenses under the admin console, then those licenses should be able to be deleted and to add a license that is a license for the other account, which is the objective.info company account. In that company account, as I load it right now so you can follow along with me, that account has it had three users. I think I deleted a user yesterday. And one of the users is a personal account. And under that personal account, it should be basically nothing right now. So you have to delete the Adobe Stock 40 assets a month. And you refuse to do that, not you personally, but this is the third time I've called and you've refused to do that. And so that's frustrating. And then it says there are three users. Under the three users, they're all on me. There's one that it says it's an active business ID. That's when I changed the email. That should not be active. It's dshepherd@bu.edu. The username for one of them is Shepherd D, and that's the one that's associated with the admin panel. And then the Ouroboros@objective.info is the username for the other one, David@internetouroboros.com. That's also active, and it's a business ID. I don't know how they all got to be business IDs, but in order to fix this, it's really simple. Move the licenses or delete the licenses. The last person I spoke to said that you all would do that free of charge since I think this month is the end of that anyway. And so they said they would waive any expense to delete those licenses for the personal products and then move the licenses or remove the license for the 40 assets and then add to the admin account. Which I guess right now it looks like it's David Shepherd, shepherdd@objective.info, to add the I think it's something like $87 Adobe all apps and however many assets. So that's what I'm asking you to do.
Yeah, David, even I'm trying to explain you the same thing. Please allow me to explain you and do
Actually, you
let
know
me know if
what?
you have any questions.
You know what? Whenever you all try to explain, all you're doing is trying to reframe the question into something that you can control. If you can't do it, just say it. Say, I have no ability to help you. I have no interest in helping you. And so, because of that, I'm going to waste your time and try to tell you that something is not possible or something that is possible is only possible through the mechanism that I want you to do it by. That's what I hear every single time from you all. And it doesn't mean that it's the only way you have to operate, but it's the way you're operating with me.
I want to help you, and that's the
Then
reason
help.
why
Then help.
I
If you want to help, then
scheduled a
help.
meeting and I
If you
want
want
to
to help,
help
then
you out.
help. If you want to help, then help. Move,
I do not allow if you.
delete the personal the personal licenses and add a personal license. All you're trying to do at this point, as far as I can tell, is to get me to add a license that's more expensive before I can delete the other one so that you can charge me twice. That's all you're trying to do.
No, David, if you do not allow me to explain you the
I
process.
would like you to explain your intention. What is your intention? You say you want to help, so why do you want to help?
David, my intention is to help you. If you just allow me to explain you, then
No, you
maybe
don't
you'll
need to
understand what I'm
explain
trying
anything
to
to
explain
help.
you.
You don't need to explain
I'm
anything
not
to
going
help. You just have to help. It's that simple. You don't have to explain anything to help. You just have to help. I told you what you need to do to help. I'm your customer. Are you going to do it? Yes or no?
Yes, I'm going to help you,
Okay,
but
thank
please
you.
allow
So
me to
please help.
explain you just once.
I don't want to hear your reason. I just want you to help because you're wasting my time. Can you do it? Yes or no?
I'm calling you to help you out, and
You're
I've
calling
also
me to
sent you
waste
an
my
email
time.
to
Are you going to
schedule.
do it? Yes or no? You're being recorded, by the way.
Yeah, sure, David, please. Even our call is recorded at our end.
Okay, so now you're going to have two competing recordings of the same call. One of them is from the customer, who's always right, and one of them is from you, who's a terminal on a machine. So, which one are like, put it this way, if you enjoy, right, your quote unquote job as a terminal, then you will help me. Otherwise, you're just a harassment machine. So, are you going to do what I asked you to do? And that is delete the personal services, add the same product to the admin account, and then delete the 40 assets. Those are the only three tasks you have. Can you accomplish that?
Yes,
So please
but
accomplish
I
it
need your
now.
help.
So
So
please accomplish it now.
David, could you give me just 1 minute?